Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It is crunch time, and it is Thursday, which means let's do a lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning!
It's the Thursday lightning round. I think both tournaments are winding down, and because of Nick, the Yankees are coming around. It is Thursday's lightning round.
You're very welcome for the Yankee boost of power through Twitter.
They have scored 7 unanswered runs and are 1-0 since you came in here to chastise me, my family, and New York.
Facts only. It's a fact. Spot the lie. You can't. Time for the lightning round. Let's just jump right to it. The end of times is upon us. It's the end of the regular. End of times is upon us. The end of the regular season for the NHL and the NBA. 6 sleeps away from the Horns making their triumphant return to the show, and still playoff spots are up for grabs. With 2 remaining games, 3 teams, Carolina with 95, Montreal with 94, and Columbus Blue Jackets with 94 points, are fighting for the final 2 spots. Carolina's last 2 games are against New Jersey and Philly. Montreal is against Washington and Toronto. Columbus is against New York, the Rangers, and Ottawa. Hockey Reference is Carolina with their 1-point lead, and Columbus the best chance to make the playoffs since they are taking on 2 of the worst teams in the East in their final 2 games. Who gets the final 2 wildcard spots out of Carolina, Montreal, and Columbus?
Just for confusion's sakes, it probably should be Columbus, just because whenever I see that, and as somebody who's followed sports, sometimes it still takes me a moment to see the CBX or whatever ridiculous
CBJ,
thing.
CBJ, Columbus Blue Jackets.
Just because, for insanity's sake, that's who I'm picking.
And your second team. It's 2 teams.
What were my options again?
Carolina, Montreal, Columbus. You've already got Columbus, so one more spot.
I'm going against Carolina because he was involved in that stupid football league, I'm going with the Habs.
Fair enough. The NBA is also ending.
By the way, highly analytical.
And months from now, the road to the NBA Finals will eventually begin. Of course, the NBA hasn't decided who will be in those NBA playoffs, giving everyone a month off. The West has everything wrapped up. 5 teams in the East are alive for 3 spots. Detroit's leading the way at 39-39. With Brooklyn and Orlando at 39-40, Miami is at 38-40, and Charlotte, who are technically still alive as of today, at 36-42. They have an 8% chance at making the playoffs, according to Basketball Reference. None of this matters, though, since none of these teams are going to challenge any of the teams they face in the playoffs for longer than 5 games, and one of them will probably be 2 games under 500 and still fall bass-ackwards into the playoffs. Which 3 teams make the Eastern Conference playoffs? Detroit, Brooklyn, Orlando, Miami, or Charlotte?
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Detroit at 6, Miami at 9 are separated by a game. So I'm just going to go with who I'm rooting for and who I'm rooting against.
Fair enough.
I want Orlando out.
Okay. You have to pick one more team out or root for one more team in?
Charlotte's out. I don't count them as a legit contender.
They're not a real NBA team. The other big talk in the NBA is about the MVP. Giannis isn't leading in any per-game stat, according to Basketball Reference. He's 5th in scoring, 3rd in rebounds, 4th in assists, 2nd in field goal percentage. But he's the leading candidate for MVP because our Bucks are going to have the best record in the NBA, and he's been one of the best all-around players. James the travel-stepping beard Harden is leading the league in scoring, and he's besting himself by 6 points from last year's MVP scoring championship campaign. He went 38 games scoring 30-plus points. He averaged 40 during that stretch. He also had 7 triple-doubles, 2 of which he scored 50 points in. Giannis has been the pinnacle of consistency. Harden has been on a 3-month-long hot streak that might just never end, and one of them is going to be MVP. So who is it, Antetokounmpo or Harden?
Harden is your 2019 NBA MVP.
Wow. The Atlanta Hawks took Luka Doncic 3rd overall in last year's draft, and no sooner than 2 picks later, when the Mavericks took Trae Young, they had been traded for each other. Trae has started all 79 games for the Hawks, averaging 19 points, 8 assists, 41% from the field, 33% from 3. Doncic scoring more, 21 points through 71 games, averaging 6 assists, 42% from the field, 33% from three. Oh, yeah, he's also got 7 triple-doubles. And Trey's been hot lately, 12 of his last 14 games with more than 20 points, with the Don resting more often than not, though. It's a tight race for Rookie of the Year, and if you care about these teams' performance, well, that doesn't worry. It doesn't matter. Both of these teams have been horrible. Who wins Rookie of the Year, Trey Young or Luka Doncic?
You know what? Voters tend to be victims of trending. And as great as Young has been, I just think people are all on board for the Slovenian. Your 2019 NBA Rookie of the Year is Luka Doncic.
Last one here. Jacob deGrom is coming off, is continuing to propel himself into the conversation as best picture in baseball. He started 2019 off right where he ended his 2018 Cy Young campaign. Through this season, 13 innings, 24 strikeouts. He's walked two batters, hasn't given up a run, and he hit a home run yesterday as well. DeGrom, being a New York Met, has struggled with injuries in his 6 years, never making more than 32 starts, only twice getting over 200 innings. And what I'm going to ask is big, considering we're only 2 starts into the season, but I'm going to do it anyway, so stick with me. Last season, Max Scherzer started out the year with 17 strikeouts and 11 innings pitched, which was a 290 strikeout pace over 162 games. He ended with exactly 300 after throwing 220 innings. DeGrom, with his very small sample size, is on pace for 408 strikeouts this year. What percent chance do you give Jacob Anthony DeGrom of throwing 300 strikeouts?
By the way, the funny part is, to show you how ridiculous Koufax and Ryan were, that 408 would only beat the record by 25 of what they actually did, because it's 383 and 382. Chance of getting 300 strikeouts.
For the best pitcher in the game.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see his durability first, and the fact that he's going to have to make like 34 starts. So I'm going to go with his being fantastic, but history putting up a blockade. I'm going to say that's not going to happen.
So a number would be...
Oh, you want me to give...
A percent chance. It's not a buy-sell.
Oh, 20.
All right.